after newly elected Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's claim and campaign promise that he will allow 25,000, remember the United States is only allowing 10,000, that Canada will allow 25,000 Syrian refugees into this country by the end of the year. Remember, folks, it's the 18th of November when I record this. Some even in my little province are starting to have some concern. 2,000 Syrian refugees are to head to Saskatchewan, with as many as 200 to 300 ending up in what we call cities here. Now, there's nothing wrong with allowing refugees into a country as long as they're vetted and securely acquired. You hate to talk about a person that way, but with all the terrorist problems out there right now, it's sure that some problem will come into Canada. And little Saskatchewan taking 2,000 with the United States taking 10,000 makes you wonder what's going on here. I'm not sure how many will come to my community, but those that I meet, well, I will welcome with open arms, but I also have my eyes open too, watching and seeing what's going on. I think one of the candidates has come forward and said that, and as ridiculous as it sounds, think about it for a second, welcome women and children, but send the young men back. Sounds like something that happened in World War II, but in this case, when you look at all the refugees, and you look at the statistics, there are a lot of young single men coming here. I'm not sure about that. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.